Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, what could be a better text for our situation? In a few days, many of you will go to your first positions as servants of the Lord in his gospel. Others will go in vicarage. Others have to wait one or two more years. But this is a wonderful text from St. Peter, by divine inspiration, precisely for our situation. There are two things I especially would like to bring out. One, where Peter says, feed the flock, shepherd the flock. That means provide spiritual food. Don't neglect the feeding of the flock. You see, in the miracle of Christmas, God made himself our brother. He gave himself to us unreservedly, sinners as we are. And we pastors are no spiritual elite. We need to feed ourselves with the same food that we give to others. Because there's no one, no human being, except Christ, who is not a sinner. And he became the Lamb of God to bear all of our sins. Our Lord has fully atoned for us. And he himself has said that it is the sick that need a physician, not the healthy, the well. There are no well people except self-righteous Pharisees who pretend that they're well. All of us are in need of his salvation. We're all a brotherhood and sisterhood of sinners here on earth. But he has provided fully for us and gives himself without reservation, and he has supplied his blessed church with the weapons of mass salvation. And it's your privilege to be able to use these, the Holy Gospel and the Blessed Sacraments, to spread divine life everywhere, without exception. There's no sinner who is too hopeless. Our Lord has died for all of us. He invites all of us. And by his crucifixion and resurrection, he defeated death and hell for us and gives himself in his gospel unreservedly. It is that blessed truth that we have the privilege to carry to the ends of the earth, everywhere, to all human beings without exception. That's the greatest privilege on earth, dear friends. And the second thing, the second point from our text, is that Peter had learned his lesson. Remember how impetuous he was? He sees the Lord walking on the water. Oh, could I walk on the water too, please? Until he starts to sink, and the Lord has to yank him out of the waters. And then, despite his promises to the contrary, at the crucifixion, Peter denies him three times. And then he was reinstituted three times. Peter, do you love me? Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Peter had learned his lesson. And so he tells us pastors, don't be serving the flock in a domineering way, as if we were lords. Isn't it ironic that this humble Peter, who advises us not to be lords over the flock, but servants, that he should be caricatured into the position of the first boss of the church, the Pope? That's utter rubbish. Peter learned his lesson, was a humble servant of God, and teaches us to be equally humble and modest, to be servants in the gospel, that gospel by which we too live. There is no other source of life. and to share that with everyone without exception. And our Lord himself says, call no one master, for one is your master, even Christ, and all you are brothers. This notion of some super boss in the church beside Christ, ruling in his name, even with infallibility, so that you've got to believe whatever the man says, that arises from the spirit of the pagan Roman Empire and has nothing to do with the blessed Apostle Peter or with the divine inspiration of the beautiful gospel that we have in our New Testament. So may the Lord send you on your way with great blessing. Great blessing and great joy. There is no greater privilege. And the Lord bless your efforts, bless your work, and also that of deaconesses, the service of love that draws people to the gospel. Whatever it is, may the Lord send his rich blessing and bless your blessed work with the rich joy that Christ our Lord has brought to us. He is our life. He is our salvation. We have no other. In him, let us rejoice and never, never, never give up, but contend with that blessed gospel all our lives until we celebrate in heaven forever. May the blessed Lord bless all of us as we go out into the summer and into our work, wherever and whatever it may be, especially this blessed work of feeding the flock with the gospel of God and serving them in Christ-like humility. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.